वाच
सर्वं तत् भगवान्
सर्वं तत् भगवान्
उपोवाह प्रतिष्ठितम्
उपोवाह प्रतिष्ठितम्
विभूति उवाच
विभूति उवाच
सर्वं तत् भगवान् मह्यं
सर्वं तत् भगवान् मह्यं
उपवाह प्रतिष्ठितम्
उपवाह प्रतिष्ठितम्
अथापि मे प्रपन्नाय
अथापि मे प्रपन्नाय
अभ्यं दातम् अर्हसि
अभयं दातुम् अर्हसि
Translation and report by the Divine Grace of Vedanta Swami Sahobar Ki. Devotee said, my Lord, you have fulfilled all the promises you gave me. Yet, because I am your surrendered soul, you should give me fearlessness too. Please repeat. Devahuti said.
Devahuti said.
Sri Devahuti said.
Sri Devahuti said.
My Lord.
My Lord.
You have fulfilled.
You have fulfilled.
All the promises.
All the promises.
You gave me.
You gave me.
Yet.
Yet.
Because I am a surrender soul.
God,
you should give me.
You should give me
fearlessness too.
Fearlessness too.
Purport. Devahuti requested her husband to grant her something without fear. As a wife, she was a fully surrendered soul to her husband. And it is the responsibility of the husband to give his wife fearlessness. How one awards fearlessness to his subordinate is mentioned in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. One who cannot give free, one who cannot get free from the clutches of death, is dependent. And he should not become a spiritual master, nor a husband, nor a kinsman, nor a father, nor a mother, etc. It is the duty of the superior to give fearlessness to the subordinate. To take charge of someone, therefore, either as father, mother, spiritual master, relative or husband, one must accept responsibility to give his word freedom from the fearful situation of material existence. Material existence is always fearful and full of anxiety. Devahuti is saying, you have given me all sorts of material comfort. You're not translating the comfort yet. Devahuti is saying, you have given me all sorts of material comfort by your yogic power. And since you are now prepared to go away, you must give me your last reward so that I may get free from this material conditional life. That is the end of Srila Prabhupada's purport to text 51 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 3, chapter 23, entitled Devotee's Lamentation. Is befitting the position of Devahuti to ask like this. Here in the third canto also, you will hear the first time was directed by Buddha to go and meet Maitreya Muni. Because that is the etiquette. A genius should not speak in the presence of a senior. A genius should listen to the senior. Just like here, the senior has to give protection. So when Buddha and Vidura met, Vidura is at the age of Buddha's father, so he didn't speak. He told him, go and meet Maitreya, who is not far from here. So when Vidura met Maitreya Muni, the question he asked Maitreya Muni made him to faint unconscious. When he regained consciousness, he said, only a devotee of your caliber can ask me such a question. No one below you can ask this question. A materialistic person cannot ask this question. Only a devotee of your quality will ask this question. This question is lokamangala. Because the answer to this question is a benediction for the whole world. Lokamangala. It's auspicious for the whole world. Only a devotee is auspicious for the whole world. In the 10th canto of the Vatam also, there it is mentioned, this material world is ugly, very ugly and dark. Only the presence of devotees make it bright and beautiful. That is true. Everything has no meaning. Only when you bring Krishna consciousness to anything, and it becomes auspicious. Right? When you add Krishna to anywhere, it becomes Vrindavan. That is it. So this question from Devahuti befits her quality. She's a devotee. What do we expect? A non-devotee coming would be very, very happy to see the husband leave so that inheritance. Devotee is disturbed not because of sin obligation she's being denied of. That is not her disturbance. Her disturbance is something auspicious, which is beneficial for the whole world. So she said, you have fulfilled all the promises you gave me. Perfect. That's very good. I have no complaint. As a surrender soul, one who is surrendered has all the right to request for anything. Because if you take service for someone, you are implicated. Service. If you accept a service from someone, you are implicated. Devotee have served her husband faithfully, fully, as a surrendered wife. It is a duty of Karma Muni to fulfill her desire. The same way, Lord Machanda, he did, he taught us this. So, the scripture mentioned that Ramchandra is Sita Abhirama. Means what? he gives pleasure to Sita, not that Sita gives him pleasure. He gives pleasure to Sita Devi. Vachana gives Sita Devi pleasure. Not that Sita Devi is giving pleasure to Ramchandra. Sita Adi Rama. He is not attached to his wife, but he is attached to his responsibility, to his duty. A devotee should be attached to service, not position. Ramachandra taught that in his position. One should be attached to service, not position. The service is eternal, but position is not eternal. As far as material world is concerned, everything is temporal. But service is eternal, either here or there. Any material world in the spiritual world, service is eternal, service is service. So Ramachandra, he gave full protection to Sita Devi, and he went all the way to kill Ravana because Sita Devi surrendered her life to him. And it is his responsibility to give full protection to the wife. So he did, not because he's attached to the wife. It is not. So the Vihuti said, you have fulfilled all the promises you have given me. Because I am also a surrender soul, I'm asking you to give me fearlessness too. Give me fearlessness. In other words, she is asking, give me spiritual shelter. I need spiritual shelter. Something without fear. What material thing that can free one from fear in this world? What? Any material things there that can free one from fear? Spiritual. What is spiritual thing? Next one, fearless. So the devotee is asking for something which is beneficial for the whole world, not just for herself. This is the basic foundation for all devotees, all responsible, all civilized people. The basic foundation. They ask for something which is beneficial for everyone, not just for somebody or something. And it is a permanent blessing for the whole world. As a wife, she was a fully surrendered soul to her husband, and it is the responsibility of the husband to give his wife fearlessness. How one awards fearlessness to his subordinate is mentioned in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam referring to the teachings of Lord Sakya. This is but not a subject's instruction. This way, the prophet is referring to here. It is the teachings of the disciples. One should not become a spiritual master. One should not become a father, a mother, a teacher, a leader. One should not become. Head of anybody, community, organization, one should not become a leader. Lord Sadev is not closing Vanarsham. He's not closing down Vanarsham. He's not closing down Vanarsham. He is speaking sensibly because he knows the responsibilities which comes with every position we have. To take a position, enjoy the facilities, and not doing the responsibility is a crime. It's a crime. You're a spiritual master, you're not taking care of your disciples, you go to hell. Yes. So I've got permission in one lecture. All of you, my chips, be careful. Otherwise, you will fall down the next slide, like you do. Dharmaraj, he became vigilant. Manduka Muni cursed him. He didn't. It's something I did as a child. What did I know? I mean, not saying I did something as a child. And you punished me so severely for something, for a childish activity? What is childish activity? What is childish activity? Every activity. Yes. If every activity has a reaction. Every activity, either as a child, as a big man, or whatever, has a reaction. Every activity has a reaction. Innocent or knowledge has a reaction. The difference is that activity done in ignorance is less. An activity done in knowledge. The reaction is heavier. Sin or offenses committed ignorantly won't suffer less. Sins or offenses committed in knowledge won't suffer more. That's the only difference. When suffering is there, either in knowledge or in ignorance, the suffering is there. So Lord Sadev said, don't become a spiritual master if you cannot lead them back from back to God. Many times you hear, my guru is very busy, my guru is very busy. When I hear this, my guru is very busy, I used to laugh in my head. I don't tell you what, I used to laugh in my head. My guru is very busy. My guru is very busy. My guru is busy doing what? What is the guru busy doing? His business is to take care of the disciples. Once you have accepted someone, it is your responsibility. That's your responsibility. Once you've accepted, don't accept. But if you have accepted, it's your responsibility to take care. Failure to do that, we are liable for punishment. So, in the second part of Bhagavatam, the proper information, it is illegal. There's the word properly used. It is illegal to be irresponsible on our duty. It is illegal. To be responsible. So, the Rasam Devi is teaching us being responsible, not that he's closing down any department. We should become responsible. You cannot marry and tell your wife, you are not the body. Don't ask me for. You are not the body. Tolerate. Oh, the child is daddy, I need milk. Huh? Control your senses. So learn how to control your senses. You understand? To control your senses. When I was like a baby, like, I never asked my father for anything. That is you, my father. But it's your duty to take care. It's your responsibility to take care. It's our responsibility. Not just taking the position and not doing the duty. It's illegal. We have taken the responsibility for someone. Just like a mother does not feel inconvenient taking care of the child. Similarly, a spiritual master should not feel inconvenient taking care of the child. For the children, you have accepted. You have accepted. It's a duty. In the material world, it is in the material world. It is said, take only what you can handle. Is it not? What is it? Take what you can chew, what you can handle. Oh, they say, cut your coat according to your size, your dress, your uniform should fit you. Don't wear someone's dress. It is forbidden by Gita. But Gita forbid that. Don't do another person's duty. Do your duty, even though with fault, or do your duty. You get promotion. So here, the crown minister is speaking, cut your coat according to your size. Don't wear Baba give me. Don't Baba give me. Papa gave me. Know what it means? Papa gave him. But that means that it's a father's dresses. It will not size you. Because you don't have his size. You should be responsible for it. So properly saying, it is illegal to take position, enjoy the facilities which are there. Gurudev, Dakshina, you call it. The guru write you note, I cannot reply. Busy. You don't busy when you collect the Dakshina? Not busy? Busy for it? Not reply. It's illegal. So a warning from God is the Lord is taken. One who cannot get free from the clutches of death is dependent. And he should not become a spiritual master. We're dependent. We're depending on someone. How can we give this to someone else? We should take shelter. First man, nor a kinsman, nor a father, nor a mother, etc. It is the duty of the superior to give fearlessness to the subordinate. Lord Chanda told Bani, when he shot Bani, was before he died. He spoke to Lord Chanda. I know you are the Supreme Pacific of Godhead, and you had come for the interests of the demigods. I know the activities are all approved in the scripture. You cannot make mistake. But I can't understand why you are killing me, because I will not fight you with you. You know the principle. Because I cannot say you don't know. You know the principle, because you gave the law. You are the Supreme. I know you are the Supreme. But why are you killing me? Even for your wife, I can go to Lanka and take your wife by hand to bring it here. Ravana cannot do anything. Bali is more powerful than Ravana. When Ravana was fighting with Chanda, one day in the night he came to meet him. And he asked him, I need your service. I need support. No. You're my friend. And he's fighting one prince. The battle is going very, very tough. Just a prince. Please come and help me. Let's deal with this prince. But he told him, come. He took Ravana, they flew to the mountain. On top of that mountain, he asked Ravana, do you know where we are standing? Do you know where we are? Do you know where we are standing? Ravana said, we are on the top of the mountain. But he said, no. Where we are standing, it was in your previous life, it was one of your earrings, this mountain. It's just one of your earrings, and you were wearing two. Not just one. It's your previous life. This is one of your earrings. Can you lift it?
He said, no.
At that time, that prince you are fighting with killed you. The prince you are fighting with now, he killed you at the time you have the strength to wear this. Then when you wear it, you can shake your head. Is it heavy? It's not heavy, so you can move your head. Right? So this heel, you cannot lift it now. It was your earring. It was very comfortable on your neck. Not heavy. At that time, the prince you are fighting with now killed you. That very person killed you. And at that time, see, you think you can kill him now. He said, Duke, please go back and trade your problem. I won't participate. So, Ramana was highly disappointed. He asked him, he's doomed to death. So, no medicine can work for him. Bali showed him this. So he went back. So this Bali Ramachandra killed him. And he asked Ramachandra, why are you killing me? Ramachandra said, the duty of those who are strong is to give protection to the genie, to the subordinate. You are stronger than your brother, Sugriva. You drove him to the forest and you are sleeping with his wife. What is that? Is that religious? That's what I'm telling you. Secondly, you are a monkey. How to kill a monkey is from the back. That's why I showed you from the back. I would have showed you right from the front, but I did from the back because I'm a monkey. Somebody said, okay, now I understand, so thank you. So he left in the presence of the Supreme Lord, very, very fortunate. It's fortunate. So here the point is that the superior people should take care of the genome. This is the principle. To take charge of someone, therefore, either as father, mother, spiritual master, relative, or husband, one must accept the responsibility to give word freedom from the fearful situation of material existence. That's the qualification for anyone to become a leader. Must be capable to give protection. In the military, in war, if the leader is afraid, the soldiers are going to kill him. Because fear means that he's going to lead all of them to death. It's better one person die than all of them to die. It's just in the material dealings. So a leader must be able to give protection. To the genuine, to the dependent, that is the responsibility. Material existence is always fearful and full of anxiety. Therefore, the devotee is saying, you have given me all sorts of material comfort by your yogic power. That is okay. But there is something which is more important than all the things you have done. There is something which is more important. Material facility, Lord Sabdev said, material sense enjoyment, it is available for all species of life. All species of life has the facility for sin gratification. All, not just human beings. And if you even look at the situation very carefully, you see that other species of life, they enjoy sense gratification better than human beings. Because sense gratification is not meant for human beings. Therefore, no matter how we try, we cannot enjoy it better than the animals. It's not meant for humans. Sense gratification is not meant for animals. For example, animals cook their meat. Animals, do they cook their meat? No, right? Do they go to hospital? No. Only foolish man take animals to hospital. There's so many foolish people in this world. Now they have so many sophisticated hospitals for animals. What kind of crazy thing people are doing? They even have a party for animals, dogs. It's in Brazil, you get. You're not in Mauritius, but I don't know if it's here.
Yeah.
It's here?
Yeah.
You see? Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Dogs.
Because they have become like dogs. They can act like dogs. Those animals need all this to gratify their senses? Dogs need all this? They are naturally doing that. The human beings, while the super wars are making sophisticated animals to kill human beings, they are making a lot of hospitals and parties for animals. This is civilization. Why we will not suffer? Why will not suffer? We should suffer because we are working towards suffering. The Wahuti is saintly person. So she does not belong to this low class grade. She's asking something which is superior, eternal, and beneficial for the whole world. And since you are now prepared to go away, you must give me your last award so that I may get free from this material conditional life. See, they were going to kill?
No.
Comments?
Shelter all day, like, till they get to the standard of following all the regulations and stuff.
Right. People who are just taking to Christian consciousness afresh, they're just coming in, they're just introduced to the movement. They are not following the four principles completely. Some are skipping two or one out of the four, or three out of the four, not the four yet. But they are coming to the temple. They are participating in some program, they are taking for seven. So they are somehow or other following this movement. Who is sheltering them? Who is responsible for the life they are living now? Is confirmed Chara Jagai Gustavo Badiki? He's responsible for everyone. Everyone, initiated, not initiated, coming new or being old, all of us are under Prabhupada. So according to DBC resolution, in the beginning, one is coming. We change the proper phenomenon. We are under his shelter. his books and everything is there. So we are under that instruction, that guidance, that shelter, until we are gradually, as we following, as we are participating, we are getting more knowledge and more realizations and more strength by the association of the communities to come to the level of self. Oh, now I want to follow fully. So keep for the principles, chances, and accept special master. Okay, now I want to be under the shelter of this person. Until then, it's properly responsible. Directly, the spiritual master will take now responsibility. Indirectly, Papa is still responsible. So in the beginning, we are still under Papa. Sure. So nobody is without shelter at any time. Nobody without shelter. Already we have made our mind to follow this process. So Papa is responsible. He's in charge. Even if one is following the process and they have not been officially initiated yet, but they are following, still there is no fear. The Papa is responsible. We will still make arrangements for our next life. So there's no fear or anxiety. So Papa is there. For everyone. So we are secure. At all levels, we are secure. It's not me who mentioned the scripture, our charter, the same. Yes, we are, especially not say responsible. Husband, you are responsible for your wife, for the children. The mother, your wife, you're responsible for the children. We are all responsible. Tamil president, the GBC, the government leaders, teachers, all of us on the leadership position, we are responsible for whoever is on our shelf.
You mentioned that you say that you are trying to take care of this.
Yes.
The question is, sometimes you hear devotees that there's a lot of support, not right to just put your mouth that he is engaged in a very important project. How can classify this kind of statement?
Sometimes we hear that God brother is telling or God sister telling us that God is very busy in a very important project, so it's not right at the time. So hard to understand that. So if he said like that, then who do we write to? You can give us somebody who can identify with. Somebody must be there for us to identify with. If he's very busy, he should make arrangement for a senior brother, senior sister, or uncle, whatever, aunt. As far as we are concerned, somebody must be there for us. So we can ask for when the arrangement made. That is a question from the series. Now that Lord Krishna has gone back to his abode, right, along with knowledge and religion, so where do we go now for shelter? Is the question. Where do we go for shelter? Did you see that, Bhagavata? The first canto. Now Lord Krishna is the supreme person of Godhead who is the master of everything. Now that he has gone back with religion and knowledge. So, where do we go for shelter? That was the question. So we should ask ourselves, so where do we go for shelter? It's Prabhupada. Except you are yourself shelter, then you don't need any. Otherwise, we should ask. So now this situation is this, so where should I go for shelter? We should ask. Right? Alright.
We are hearing that dependence on the senior
leader.
And he has a responsibility.
Yes.
So just like in the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple, the spiritual master has some responsibility. The disciple also has his responsibility towards the spiritual. So in other relationship also, like leaders and the subjects, they also should have some responsibility.
Yes. Dependent. For example, this big house is here. The rain is falling. If you stand outside, the rain will beat you. So if you need shelter, you should be in there, under the roof. Then rain will not disturb us. Similarly, the leader is there, like the house. The subject, yeah, subject means that you are under. You are following the rules and the regulations given. So the spiritual master said, no sex, no gambling, no defecation, no eating. Just say that. We are dependent that they are keeping this. Then he is responsible for us. If one is not doing this, there's no contract between us. There's no contract. The contract is there if the dependent is actually dependent. Being dependent means that you are keeping to what the rules say. They are dependent, so it is duty to take care of you. If I'm not doing that, and I'm initiated, I'm your disciple. I have to take care of you. I'm your disciple. So what service are you doing for me? I'm your disciple, guru. I'm your disciple. Yes. I say, what service will you do for me? No service. How many times I chant? I chant. Yeah, I chant. You chant 60. Not a guru dev, I chant. There's no contract here. There's no contract. As the moment we stop doing our part, the guru is no more responsible for us. We cannot hold him for anything. We cannot hold him for anything. Just like if a child leaves the house and go away. So what would the parent do? You're on your own. Whatever happened there, you will be responsible for your life. So we need protection, then we stay under the shelter of the master. Then you can do that. So it's not that we will be whimsical and expect that the guru will take care. Principle will not keep on chanting and not chanting. We'll do what we like. And then we will say, no, I'm initiated. Go and look at their records. My name is there, it's an initiate. What is your service? What program do you attend? What spiritual life are you living? We have to do good for our part. Yes?
Not going to the same person. You know that very often we go like the cycle with nonsense and the reaction to it is become awesome. Yeah, you just mentioned that when the sadhu is not going to the session, he is not self-going to the house. So the contract between the speaker and the sadhu is broken. So how we can reconcile the fact that he is not following
reaction to this here, and he's not following, then the contact is broken.
If a disciple is not following, doing his or her own thing, the spiritual master has not cut it off. They're still connected. If he cut it off, then he's free. It's a contract. If there's a breach of contract, you cannot hold the other party responsible. If the contract is still intact, then we have something to say. We have things to do. So his level is personal wants us to cut it. Otherwise, all the nonsense activity that you are doing good, it will go to the difference. That's why many spiritual masters live earlier. But when they've lived 20 years before his time. And so it's a Bragaswam also last year. Astrologers say 20 years of his life has been reduced because of the disciples' wonderful activities. So reaction comes.
General in the army leading his troops. If he's fearful, the troops will kill him. So in this particular day and age, fearlessness, does it not also remain kind of like refer to financial stability, you know, in a family life? Because if your husband is not able to give fearlessness to the wife, the wife becomes fearful. So does it not, you know, attend to financial stability? Because we hear that a woman, when she's born, she's under the protection of her father, then under the protection of her husband, then under the protection of the son. So the fearlessness here, in this particular family, is not financial stability. It's
everything, not just financial, not just finance, everything. Fear, the varieties of fears. If one is spiritually situated, then you are free. Otherwise, there are varieties of fears. Financial difficulty bring to fear. Insecurity. Insecurity in different areas bring fear. If one is not confident, if you are not confident that if I have a trouble, it is finance. If I have a trouble, someone, so I'm in this, and somebody attacked me one day, and I'm not confident that you're going to beat the person for me. I'll be afraid. My relationship will be fear. I don't have someone who can protect me. In all areas, finance is a fear of being protected, even physically. Or if I'm afraid, I'm worried that you are aggressive, you're always angry, so one day you beat me. I'll be afraid. I've got a wrong person, I cannot be peaceful in the house. I'll be afraid. Varieties of things. different varieties. But if one is spiritually protected, which the root is going, he's going to explain. Mm-hmm. It will be secure. All right. Yes. Last question.
Connected with the question of Completing the 16 rounds is one of the core principles that we should follow. But it happens, I heard when devotees say that I'm not being able to complete my round and complete it tomorrow. How we can recover from that? So for the devotees not completing the round for the same day, they will complete on the following day. Is it correct?
At least something is better. Something is there is better. There's a saying that if you have an uncle with one eye, it's better than an uncle without eyes. At least one eye. So if you can complete the next day, it's better. Better not to chant. But it is not the best. The best thing is to do it every day, complete every day. But because if I tell you to wait and eat tomorrow, you like it. So you wait for today, tomorrow you eat. So why we should keep around for the next day? That's laziness. It means that in the past life we are not pious. We're not very serious. That is why our taste for the name is too low. Like what you say in the prayer. Mahabasade Govinde Namo Pranamya Vaishnava Swalpa Punya Vatanya. He says, Swalpa Punya Swalpa. Our Sukriti is very small. They will have no taste in the name. They have no taste for Krishna consciousness. There are no taste in the prasad, no taste. Apaiti is also. Remember that day in Sichef? One public girl, one public girl, he took the halva and then I was looking at her. It's a public gift, remember? Look at the simple things, so they don't taste. Prefer to go and eat meat. Yeah, meat is better than this one. Meanwhile, somebody else is taking and eating and is enjoying. Enjoying that. It's based on piety. Similarly, those who have huge amount of fighting, like the devotee also is speaking. I hope about that sort of tattoo, yeah. If Swapacha has become so glorious because now your name is dancing with the tongue, it's fortune. Without fortune, no taste. Our philosophy is so pure, so nice, that you can see everything clearly. You can look at everybody and you know exactly where we are. With this philosophy, everybody, don't look at everybody's activity, you know exactly who we are, where we are. Look at the scripture. Very carefully. So devotees who are keeping their 16 rounds, not extra round, 16 rounds till the next day, you should know that we are not pious now. That's right. Our piety is too small. So this lifetime, there is no taste. We are talking the whole day, which is compared to a frog. Right? A frog croaking, what is that? Inviting the dead snake to come. So we are leaving nectar for poison. It's biting. It's too small. I wish we finish 16 hours before 7:78. 16 hours should finish. We should not be hanging until even a night, what to say on the next day. That's extreme laziness. So finish it. We should release the holy, that we release prasad. Yeah, we should release the holy name. That's the main prasad. We should release it. When they're eating nice food, you are likely to come and disturb you. Eh? We don't want somebody to come and disturb us when we are eating very nicely. And French people, when you see someone eating, what do you say?
Bon appétit.
You are encouraging someone to eat nicely, have good appetite, enjoy your food. Or don't tell someone, enjoy your japa. We say like that? Eh? Enjoy your japa. Devotees, enjoy your job. This is what we should say, we should encourage each other. Enjoy your job. And not disturb us. I shouldn't disturb you. Come on, continue. Enjoy your job. This a devotee is making an announcement. This is how we appreciate someone is chanting japa. Please continue. And not disturb you. If we are not making advancement, then we don't see this person is relishing the highest nectar. I should not disturb the person. I should give the person a chance to do that. We jump on the person. Hey, Prabhu, I need this. Just cut off the meditation. Without even realizing that we are doing something very injurious to the person, even to ourselves. I would disturb a person relishing the holy name. What is that? It's a great disturbance, interference. Because we are not relishing, so we don't see how it is that someone is relishing the name, and we should not disturb the person. We just jump on the person and disturb the person and cut off it. Sometimes even mundane things we don't bring inside. Not even something that has to do with devotional service. At least that we can consider as has to do with some devotional service. But it's completely mundane thing. So we should not do that. We should relish the japa and encourage other devotees to participate in the feast to relish it. So we shouldn't disturb someone who is chanting very nicely. We should rather appreciate and encourage the person to continue. That is Krishna consciousness.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yes. Very nice Bhakti Gita Dandara Maharaj ki.
Yes.
Prabhupada ki.
Yes.